to try to see if we can help Ryan right now with a little bit of a roof question in Nebraska. Ryan, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
What's going on there? I understand snow everywhere.
Yes, there is. Yes, there is, except on the roof of my house.
Well, that indicates that heat is really getting to the inside of that house. How are you heating the house?
I heat it with a corn/pellet stove. I burn corn, but I heat it with a corn stove is the way I heat it with.
I see.
That's cool.
Yeah,
I've seen pellet stoves, Ryan, but I've never actually seen a corn stove. But I assume it operates in the same way, right? It's got a little auger that feeds in the dried kernels into a hopper. Is that how that works?
Yes. Just, cool. It's exactly like a pellet stove, like I said, or like you said, it just burns corn. So,
right.
But what I'm running into is that, like even this weekend, we had a lot of snow. Like my house today, it's cloudy, chilly, under 15 degrees, and my house is dripping off of the roof.
Right.
And I'm not sure what to do about how to solve the problem. I insulated when we redid the upstairs of the house. We re-insulated it. I had insulation blowed in, and I know that probably wasn't the best, but that was the only option at that time.
Right.
I had it blowed in the attic and in the up there. But I'm still losing a lot. I'm apparently losing a lot of heat.
Yeah, sure sounds like it. I mean, yeah, when you look up on your roof after a heavy snow, you want that snow to last as long as possible. Because if it's melting off, it's not melting because of the sun if it's 14 degrees or whatever, right? So it's probably melting because, as Danny indicated, you probably have heat leaking through. The first thing you need to do is, and it sounds like you've already done it, is insulate the attic floor. Danny and I think we say that two or three times every single week, every radio show. So you really need to insulate it, and you need at least 14 inches. Do you know how much insulation you have up in your attic on the floor itself?
No, I don't. And the problem at getting up there is kind of tough. It's not that great of an attic, if that makes sense.
Okay. The first thing you need to do is the two things that I'd recommend. Danny might have some other ideas, but the first two things is you have to seal up all ceiling penetrations, meaning anywhere where a pipe, a duct, or a cable, electrical cable,
recessed lights,
any recessed lights, vent stacks, anything just going through a ceiling or through framing, because that, you know, the holes are always a little oversized. You have to get fireproof caulk, which is typically what's code required, and it just comes in a tube. You squeeze it out with a caulking gun and fill any little crack, hole, seam, because that air does come up through there, heated air, and then insulate as well as you can. And if you have room for more insulation, I'd recommend rock wool, mineral wool insulation right on top and add it. Other than that, I'm not sure, you know, why, regardless of what you're heating your house with, you know, it's that the heat is rising and it's making its way to the roof. And, and so you've got to stop that any way you can.
Okay.
And what about attic stairway? Do you have a scuttle hole or do you have an actual stairway?
No, just a hole. There's just a hole up there that you push open and then you can look up in there.
Well, make sure that...
That should be insulated.
Yeah, make sure that's insulated in some manner. You can put the little attic cover over that. It's kind of like a little pup tent. Or you can actually put insulation, connect insulation to the back side of the little scuttle hole. Because, boy, that can be just like a chimney and that air is forcing its way up in there. And that's enough to cause that kind of snow melt.
Okay.
The only other thing I'd recommend, Ryan, is if you have a fireplace, you have a brick or concrete block chimney coming up through the house, you know, maybe even if it's only hooked up to a furnace or a boiler or something like that, they are never sealed very tightly in air. I know I have one in my house, and I can feel the air going from the basement right straight up through the attic, you know, so I've been doing everything I can to seal it. So that's another place to check, anything or anywhere around, you know, a masonry chimney that's coming up through your house.
Okay. All right.
Well, maybe that'll give you a few of the things that could possibly be causing it. And you're wise to go ahead and do that because it can cause a lot of mold and mildew problems, rusty metal roof, a lot of other things. So hope we've been able to help you a little bit, Ryan.
Yes, you have. Thank you very much.
Okay. Our pleasure. Thank you.